It left devastation in its wake. Julie Cox lost her boutique in Sulphur, Oklahoma, and some of her friends lost businesses too.
I mean, that's just devastation. I mean, I have a lot of friends that own, you know, this whole street. We're all like family here.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt.
You just can't believe the destruction. Like, it seems like every business in downtown has been destroyed now.
Millions still on alert. The threat stretches from Texas to Missouri. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu facing pressure at home and abroad over the war in Gaza. Thousands protesting in Israel today, demanding a ceasefire deal to free the hostages. ABC News confirming that Hamas will send a delegation to Cairo, Egypt, tomorrow to participate in hostage and ceasefire deal negotiations. And here at home, pro-Palestinian campus protests continue this weekend. Some 27 arrests Saturday. Campus is mostly quiet this afternoon. This is ABC News. Many laughs, but also some serious moments last night at the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
President Biden mentioned meeting the family of the night's featured comedian, SNL Weekend Update co-anchor Colin Jost. His mom was chief medical officer of the New York City Fire Department on 9/11.
Rushed to ground zero, risking her own life, treating and saving fellow first responders.
Joe says his grandfather recently died, a retired firefighter, and that he voted for Mr. Biden.
The reason that he voted for you is because you're a decent man.
Journalists help fight for decency and freedom, Jost said. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Pope Francis making his first visit outside of Rome since the start of the new year. The 87-year-old pontiff traveling to Venice for a popular arts festival, which featured a Vatican exhibition at a women's prison and this choir. He met with the inmates and artists, held a mass. The Pope has struggled with multiple health issues in recent years. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCL's Evening News is sponsored by TC AutoWorks, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing you both quality work and competitive prices. Scattered showers tonight and maybe a thunderstorm, especially early on overnight with a low of 50. Possibly a few showers in the morning tomorrow, otherwise still cloudy, blustery by afternoon, high 62. Winds will be south, becoming west-southwest, 10 to 20. And decreasing clouds tomorrow night with a low of 42. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and the rain has started up again. We have received over 81 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, and our current temperature is 48 degrees.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repair, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details and view the full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 383-1700.
Today is Sunday, April 28th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public comment on the proposed Green Tier application for DRM Industries Corporation in Lake Delton. If accepted, the proposal would allow the facility to join Tier 1 of the Green Tier program. The DNR's Green Tier program provides credible recognition to organizations committed to going above and beyond compliance. Tier 1 is designed to encourage, recognize, and reward companies that are committed to superior environmental performance. Applicants must have a good environmental record and agree to implement an environmental management system, which will be used to set goals, assess their progress, and identify opportunities for improvement. DRM was founded in 1970. 5 years later, the manufacturer expanded to include machining in their services. Today, DRM is a 100% employee-owned company that encompasses machining, fabrication, inspection, and packaging. Committed to innovation, DRM cares about sustainability and is focused on reducing environmental impacts in its community by increasing energy efficiency and metal recycling in its operations. The DNR will accept written comments through May 4th concerning DRM's Green Tier application. Send comments to Amelia Machado, DNR Business Support Coordinator, or call 608-516-8626. Planning a party? If you need to rent chairs, decorations, a bouncy house, or any other supplies, take extra caution when searching for rentals. BBB Scam Tracker continues to receive reports of party hosts being tricked by rentals that don't materialize before planning your next party. Do you research before you rent? Take a good look at the rental company's website and ensure it has accurate contact information. Then read consumer reviews about the company on third-party websites such as BBB.org. Also search the business's name plus the word scam to ensure you don't find any reports of fraudulent business dealings. You can also look up the business on BBB Scam Tracker to see if any recent reports have been filed by other customers. Think twice when renting from listings only advertised on social media. Take caution if you find party rentals on social media but cannot find the company's website or confirm their contact information anywhere else. If the rental business only contacts you and facilitates the rental transaction through social media and refuses to talk on the phone or in person, that's another red flag. Be wary of people who contact you on messaging apps. Legitimate businesses may use messaging apps to interact with you, but it's unlikely they will initiate a conversation and contact you out of the blue this way. Be careful with your personal details. You may need to fill out a contract with personal information, but ensure you are dealing with a legitimate professional company first before handing over sensitive personal and financial information. Review your contract. It's common to have a contract in place when you order rentals from a company. Review your contract carefully and ensure that your delivery date and time are accurate, as well as the final cost and payment details. Check to ensure the contract doesn't outline any phony fees or other extra costs you weren't anticipating. Save a copy of the contract that is signed and dated by both you and the company. And consider how the company is asking you to provide payment. Oftentimes, scammers will ask you to provide payment through a digital wallet app or a wire transfer. Don't ever hand over money or your payment information to a stranger or someone you haven't met. If you do pay, remember that it's much easier to dispute fraudulent charges using your credit card. If you pay with a debit card, digital wallet, or cash, you may not get your money back if you find out you were scammed. If the cost of the rental down payment seems too high, do more research and get quotes from other rental companies. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau online at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. Interested in hunting bear? The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Conservation Partners invite you to join the Learn to Hunt Bear program. The Learn to Hunt Bear program provides a unique learning opportunity and outdoor experience for novice hunters who otherwise need a pathway to hunting bears. The program includes multiple classroom and field sessions, culminating with a bear hunting excursion. Participants will learn about bear biology, population management, habits and habitat, hunting techniques, regulations, and safety. Anyone who has not previously participated in the Learn to Hunt Bear program or received a bear harvest authorization is encouraged to apply. Participants must be at least 10 years old and lack a pathway to experience bear hunting, such as bear hunting with family or friends. The number of Learn to Hunt Bear programs offered varies annually and will influence the number of participants selected. Applicants will be notified of the status of their application by June 1st. Interested participants should complete an application and send it to the DNR, postmarked by this Wednesday. Find the application program guidelines and more information on the DNR's Learn to Hunt Bear webpage at dnr.wisconsin.gov. Applications are being accepted for the 2024 Crawford County Dairy Princess. High school age students that are residents of Crawford County and interested in promoting the dairy industry are invited to compete for the title of Crawford County Dairy Princess. Each candidate will be given a 3 to 5 minute speech about a current dairy industry topic and answer interview questions from the judges. Contestants will be judged on their ability and willingness to promote the dairy industry in Crawford County and surrounding areas. Candidates should be knowledgeable about the dairy industry, be able to share their dairy story through various media platforms, and use their experiences to enhance educational activities and community promotions through the year. The contest winner will hold the title of Crawford County Dairy Princess and receive a tiara, ring, sash, and $100 cash. Other participants will receive gifts and runner-up, and the runner-up winner will hold the title of Crawford County Dairy Princess Attendant. Applications for the annual Little Miss Squirt Contest are also being accepted. To qualify for this contest, you must live on a Crawford County dairy farm or have a Crawford County dairy farm sponsor and be 8 to 10 years old by May 1st. The contest winner will assist the Crawford County Dairy Princess and receive a tiara and a sash. Other contestants will receive gifts. Runner-up winners will carry the title of Little Miss Squirt Attendant and will assist the Little Miss Squirt with educational and promotional activities through the year. Applications for both contestants, or for both contests, I should say, are available at all Crawford County schools or by contacting any Crawford County Dairy Promoter member. The deadline for applications is May 12th. Wisconsin Energy Management Grant Opportunity Application period is now open to nonprofit organizations that may be at risk of a terrorist attack due to their ideology, beliefs, or mission. The Nonprofit Security Grant Program is a federal grant administered by Wisconsin Energy Management to provide support for nonprofit organizations that are operating a facility in Wisconsin and meet certain criteria. This funding opportunity can be used on security-related activities such as planning, exercises, training, contracted security personnel, and the acquisition and installation of security equipment. Applicants must be able to demonstrate that their nonprofit organization is at risk for a terrorist attack due to ideology, beliefs, or mission. They must also be able to provide a written vulnerability risk assessment that identifies security gaps within their organization, along with detailed information about the specific threats, the vulnerabilities that exist, and the potential consequences if action is not taken. Guidance for the grant opportunity, including application requirements, are available online at dma.wi.gov, /DMA/WEM/grants/nonprofit security grant. Nonprofit organizations interested in applying can register for more information by contacting NSGP at widma.gov. The deadline to apply is May 16th. WRCO News Time is 5:13. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Today is Sunday, April 28th. Mary Louise Gust, 67, of Spring Green, died April 21st. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with the arrangements. Mary Louise Gust, 67, of Spring Green. Bernice M. Stanek, 98, of Hillsborough, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsborough. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery in Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro Tuesday from 4 to 8. Friends may also call at St. Aloysius Catholic Church Wednesday morning from 10 to 11. Bernice M. Stanek, 98, of Hillsboro. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Jasmine and Chris Cashman had a daughter, Mabel Ann Bonita.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hey, good Sunday evening to you. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter for WRCO. Cloudy skies, chilly and still rainy through most of this evening. Steady temperatures in the lower 50s and still a touch breezy. East winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see the scattered showers continue into tonight, maybe even a few rumbles of thunder, especially in the early portions of the overnight hours. Lows will fall down to only 50 degrees with east winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour, gradually turning to the southeast and the south as we go into Monday morning. Monday, possibly a few showers through the morning, otherwise still cloudy during the day. Temperatures rise to a high near 62 with the south winds turning to the southwest at a blustery 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see temperatures fall down to a low of 42 on Monday night, staying dry with gradually decreasing clouds. Winds will be out of the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday should be a pleasant day with lots of sunshine. However, clouds will be on the increase by Tuesday evening and a good chance for showers by the late evening and possibly some thunderstorms by Tuesday night. Highs near 72, west winds will be at 7 to 15 miles per hour, turning to the south as we go into Tuesday night. Rain continues Tuesday night, lows fall down to 52, but we dry out by Wednesday morning. It'll be another mild day for Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, highs near 73 degrees. Showers and storms, however, become likely again Wednesday night, lows falling back to near 52. We'll keep the rain showers and thunderstorms in the forecast Thursday and Friday. Highs for Thursday reach to near 70 degrees with those occasional showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. Now, they won't be a steady rain at all times. Likely see some periods of scattered rain showers Thursday and into Thursday night. Lows fall down to near 51. And then the gloomy conditions continue into Friday. Rain showers continuing at times, just a touch cooler. Highs at near 67 degrees for our Friday. Friday night lows fall down to near 44. Still some possibility for rain showers even into Saturday morning, but then turning mostly sunny by the afternoon on Saturday. Temperatures cooler, however, only reaching to a high of 61, but yet another round of showers possible by Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is raining and 48 degrees after a daytime high of 63 that was set at midnight today, this morning, and then a morning low of 58. Yesterday's high was 78, and we received 17 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 2004, is 86 degrees, with a record low of 26 set back in 1996 and 2009. Last year's high was 71, with a low of 38. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:59, with sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:58. The winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.82, and we have received 85 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 48 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
The annual alumni basketball games were held at the UW-Richland Gym yesterday. In the women's contest, the red team defeated the blue 49-33. The red team was paced by Sarah McGlynn Thayer with 19 and Shawnee Fink added 15. The blue team was led by Amanda Blado with 15 and Lisa Durst-Benson with 11. In the men's Roadrunner alumni game, the blue team edged the red squad 55-53. Gavin Needland had 26 points for the winners and Grant Dull added 13. Luke Bay had 25 for the red team and Zach Thayer scored 12. The Richland Center High School golf team played in the Platteville Invite yesterday. Senior Roman Johnson led the Hornets, and he had the second-best score of the tournament as he shot a 72. Connor Hine had a 90. Andrew Knabel had fired a 94, and Trayton Shep had a 100. The Hornets team's score was 361. Also yesterday in high school baseball, it was the Mary Roundtree Evans Field event, and in one game, Richland Center beat Baraboo by a score of 10-6. And then also in the other game, it was, I have that information right here. Yes, that was Baraboo in that Roundtree tournament. Baraboo lost to Columbus by a score of 10-3. Other high school baseball scores include Ithaca defeating Seneca 1-0. Also, Dodgeville beat Potosi Cassville by a score of 6-4. Toma defeated Adams Friendship 10-2. It was Portage over Lodi 7-5. And also in that Mary Roundtree, that's what I was looking for. I was looking for that final score in that tournament, and Columbus beat Richland Center by a score of 21-5. In softball action yesterday, there was some tournaments going on as well. In the Iowa Grant Quad, Highland beat Hillsboro by a score of 12-0. Also in the Iowa Grant Quad, it was Iowa Grant over Seneca. And then also in that tournament, it was Hillsboro beating Seneca by a score of 13-4. And I forgot to mention the scores once again. Highland beat Hillsboro 12-0. Iowa Grant defeated Seneca 9-1. And then it was Iowa Grant defeating Highland 6-5. Also in the Portage Invite that was held yesterday, Portage beat La Crosse Logan by a score of 3-1. Also in that tournament, Poinette beat Merrill 4-0. And then also it was Poinette beating Kewaskum by a score of 2-1. And it was Portage over Merrill in that Portage Invite by a score of 8-3. And also in tournament action, it was the Baraboo Quest. And it was Baraboo defeating Two Rivers by a score of 3-1. Orangeville, Illinois defeated Columbus by a score of 7-0, and Columbus beat Two Rivers by a score of 4-2. Elsewhere in softball action, it was Eau Claire North beating Toma by a score of 5-4. Wazika Steuben beat Cashton 10-0. And that is the final. That's all I have for the softball scores. And in Major League Baseball action today, in a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, Aaron Judge homered in the first inning and played a central role as a base runner during a seventh-run rally or seven-run rally in the sixth as the New York Yankees defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 15-5. Anthony Rizzo went 4-for-4 and hit his 300th career homer. Anthony Volpe added a three-run shot on his 23rd birthday. The game was tied 4-all before the Yankees' sixth-inning outburst. All seven runs in the sixth scored with two outs after the Brewers failed to turn a double play because shortstop Willy Adames attempted to throw to first hit Judge's paddled left hand. Tomorrow, the Brewers open a three-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays. First pitch of that contest will be at 6:40 from AmFam Field, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6:05. Elsewhere in the majors today, the Braves beat the Guardians 4-3. It was the Athletics over the Orioles 7-6. The Blue Jays beat the Dodgers 3-1. The Mets defeated the Cardinals 4-2. It was the Tigers over the Royals 4-1. The Nationals beat the Marlins 12-9. And also the White Sox defeated the Rays 4-2. And the Rangers beat the Reds 4-3. And right down the bottom of the ninth, and games going on, it's the Astros leading the Rockies by a score of 8-2. Also in the top of the ninth, the Giants are leading the Pirates 3-1. In the bottom of the seventh, the Twins are leading the Angels 9-4. And in the middle of the eighth, the Phillies are beating the Padres 8-6, and the Diamondbacks are leading the Mariners 3-2 at the end of the eighth. And then tonight's game is the Cubs at the Red Sox. The Green Bay Packers took part in the NFL draft over the past 3 days, which started on Thursday. And in yesterday's picks, the Packers picked up some good players. In the fourth round, it was Evan Williams out of Oregon. He's a safety. They had two picks in the fifth round. First of all, they picked Jacob Monk, who's a center from Duke. Also, Oregon State's Ketan Oladapo, who is a safety, got picked. And in the sixth round, Travis Glover was chosen out of Georgia State. He's an offensive tackle. And in two picks in the seventh, the Packers picked up another quarterback, Michael Pratt out of Tulane. And also in the seventh round, Kalen King out of Penn State, who is a cornerback, was chosen. There were two Wisconsin Badgers drafted yesterday as well. Tanner Bordellini, who is a center out of Wisconsin, got picked by the Indianapolis Colts in the fourth round. He was the 17th pick in that round. And Braylon Allen, the running back out of Wisconsin, got chosen by the New York Jets with the 34th pick in the fourth round. The Green Bay Packers added plenty of new faces to a defense that has a new coordinator and a new scheme this year. The Packers departed from their usual strategy by taking an offensive player in the first round, but they took defensive players with five of their next seven picks. The Packers are switching from a 3-4 defense to a 4-3 scheme under new coordinator Jeff Hafley. The Packers addressed their biggest weakness from last season by drafting three safeties. Also, the Milwaukee Bucks will be without injured All-Stars Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard when their playoff series resumes tonight at Indiana. Both are officially listed as out for a pivotal Game 4 on today's injury report. Antetokounmpo has missed the first three games in the series and has not played since straining his left calf on April 9th. Rivers said yesterday that he doubted the two-time league MVP would be cleared to play. Lillard joined the injury list following Friday night's overtime loss in Game 3. He twisted his left knee in the first quarter, went to the locker room, and then injured his Achilles tendon in the waning minutes of regulation. And you'll be able to hear the playoff game between the Pacers and the Bucks tonight on WRCE. Tip-off for that contest will be at 6, and the pregame of that broadcast starts in about a couple minutes. That'll be at 5:30. Jalen Brunson scored a career playoff high 47 points, added 10 assists, and the New York Knicks beat the Philadelphia 76ers 97-92 today to take a 3-1 lead in their first-round playoff series. Offensive guard Ogunbowale, I should say, added 16 points and 14 rebounds and took on some of the defensive assignments against Joel Embiid in the fourth quarter as the Knicks moved within a victory of getting to the Eastern Conference semifinals for the second straight year. The number two seeded Knicks can do that with a victory at home on Tuesday night. Embiid played the entire second half with the 76ers, faltered badly when he sat in the first, but the All-Star center couldn't muster a basket in the fourth quarter. And elsewhere in the NBA, a game that just got completed, and that game that got completed was between the Clippers and the Mavericks, and the Clippers won that game 116-111 to tie the series at 2 apiece. Also, another game that'll be going on after the Bucks play tonight, or maybe shortly before then, it's going to be the Timberwolves at the Suns, and tip-off for that contest will be at 8:30 this evening. Three-time WNBA champion and two-time Olympic gold medalist Candace Parker has announced she's retiring after 16 seasons. Parker wrote in a social media post on today that she refuses to cheat the game and has decided to call it a career at 38 years old. Parker became the first player in WNBA history to be named Rookie of the Year and Most Valuable Player in the same season in 2008. She also is the only player in league history to win a championship with three different teams. She won gold medals in 2008 and 2012 and second league MVP in 2013. And Houston Texans wide receiver Tank Dell was shot in Florida and sustained a minor wound, the team announced on social media. Dell was shot last night in Sanford and has since been released from a hospital in good spirits, the team wrote today in its social media post. The team said it is in contact with Dell and his family and will provide more updates when appropriate. It was unclear whether Dell's injury was related to a shooting outside a Sanford party venue on the same night in which authorities said a teenager wounded 10 people when he opened fire during a private event. This report has been sponsored by WRCL Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Cord & Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing & Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles, Monday through Friday.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Calling all antique and farm tractor pullers. Whether you want to participate or be a spectator, this first annual pull will be great fun for all. The festivities start at 5 p.m. with food and beverage being managed by the Muscadet Snow Sports. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details. Thank you, Electric Design, Claire Bank, Biba Palooza, and Corner Drug for being a proud sponsor of the festival.
Slow dance, a sunset, two silhouettes wrapped in your cap. People wave when you roll by, ain't worried about what they drive, just happy they ain't walking. Don't eat out cause they all cook, live by the good book, a little twang when they're talking. Yeah, that's living, living in a tiny town. 9 to 5 on Friday nights, wearing Main Street down. Yeah, just living, living in a tiny town. Hardwood floors and liquor stores, letters burning out. What I wouldn't give right about now to be back in my tiny town. Sunday morning, church is packed. When the teachers buy beer, they park round the back, so the kids don't know they're drinking. Football ain't no joke, a can of worms and a fishing pole keep them busy on the weekends. Yeah, that's living, living in a tiny town. 9 to 5 on Friday nights, wearing Main Street down. Yeah, just living, living in a tiny town. Hardwood floors and liquor stores, letters burning out. What I wouldn't give right about now to be back in my tiny town. Yeah, that's living, living in a tiny town. 9 to 5 on Friday nights, wearing Main Street down. Yeah, just living, living in a tiny town. Hardwood floors and liquor stores, letters burning out. What I wouldn't give right about now. One of these days I'll roll on out, home to my tiny town.
John Deere's are dinosaurs. When the last back 40 gets old and young boys don't open doors, when you can't hunt a whitetail and keep what you reel in, well, I hope I'm in heaven by then. Well, I don't want to go today, but I don't want to live down here at a place that thinks that that place don't exist. If there comes a day this country somewhere country don't fit in, well, I hope I'm in heaven by then.
Don't let me go now.
My time to go.
I don't wanna go today, but I don't want.
exist. If there comes a day, this country somewhere, country don't fit in. Hell, I hope I'm in heaven by then. Hell, I hope I'm in heaven by then. Dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. As messed up as me. When you get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you fall into pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me and you. Town, burn it down, go round, go round, go round. Hey, what are you doing right now? I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me, and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets. As messed up as me. As messed up as me. Oh,
That was Dwight Yoakam with Suspicious Minds. And before that, we had Keith Urban with Messed Up As Me. And before that, we had Brantley Gilbert, Blake Shelton, and Vince Gill with Heaven By Then. And our time is 5:49. As you probably heard in the weather earlier, we have about 85/100ths of an inch of rain. Still coming down here in Richland Center. I thought it was nice that it let up there for a little bit, but if you got outside to doing something, probably didn't get much time, but hopefully you had an umbrella so you didn't get rained on when you went outside earlier. And I just wanted to remind you one more time that there is a Red Cross blood drive tomorrow, and that will be held from 1 to 6 at the Laval Fire Department. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org. Download the Red Cross Blood donor app or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. And then coming up at 6 o'clock, we'll be bringing Old Country to you. If you never heard the program before and you do like classic country music, then you're going to love it. And I suggest to tune into it. We'll be bringing you Bo Hendricks, I should say. We'll be bringing you some great classic country music. And so if you like classic country music, as I said, tune into Old Country from 6 till midnight right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. Also, you can listen on WRCO.com, or you can download the Civic Media app and take Bo on the go.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Give us a call or stop by. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Bosqueville.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
100.9 WRCO.
If you want some good advice, don't let her go. She's the one who stood by you. What is this thing you both have become that leaves love undecided? Don't walk away. Don't run from yourself. It's not her for somebody else. It's not a rainbow you see through tears in your eyes. Don't think love is one-sided. Words that were spoken never to be broken. To walk as one for a lifetime. Then comes a doubt and all those greener pastures that leaves love undecided. Don't walk away. Don't run from yourself. It's not her for somebody else. It's not a rainbow you see through tears in your eyes. Don't think love is one-sided. Is worn, her sides are torn and tattered like the sand the ocean gathers. They are as one and no divine guide, leaving love reunited. Don't walk away. Don't run from yourself. It's not her for somebody else. See through tears in your eyes. Don't think love is one-sided. Don't think love is one-sided.
That is Desert Rose Band with Love Reunited. Good tune there. I just want to pass along this information. We got a call into our Lost and Found department. Wanted to give this to you before I head on out before Old Country starts. Found out at the Ithaca Lions consignment auction today an umbrella. And if you're missing an umbrella, please give a call to 608-647-4884, and what you'll need to do is tell them what color it is and to describe the umbrella before they turn it over. But anyways, yeah, there was an umbrella found at the Lions consignment auction today, and if you're missing an umbrella, give a call to 608-647-4884. So that's the number to call to claim that umbrella. And it's time for me to wrap things up here and thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. And I'll be back tomorrow sometime in the afternoon and be bringing you some great music either after the sports broadcast or maybe earlier than that, depending on if there's any games tomorrow. And we'll have some more music after Old Country, which is on from 6 until midnight tonight and during the overnight hours, and then at 5 o'clock tomorrow, be sure to tune in for the Light in the Milk House show with Phil Nee. And to take us up to Old Country time, George Strait with Blue Clear Sky. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and I will talk to you tomorrow. And please stay safe.
They call love. Then out of the blue clear sky, falling right into your hands like rain on